Thank you for tuning in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, where we showcase business owners and entrepreneurs in the fabulous city of Las Vegas and internationally. So take notes. This is Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners, and you just might hit the jackpot. Yes, sir. You definitely tuned in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil. We are in episode 6. Best believe that. Thankfully, I want to give you guys a shout out to everyone who supported. Everyone's who supported on the Cash App too at $ Visit Vegas. And definitely, I want to get a shout out to VegasOnAir.com. So if you own a small business or any business of any sort or getting started in the city of Vegas, you need to go to VegasOnAir.com. You can post on VegasOnAir.com and they will repost you. It says 44,000, but believe me, it's 70,000. And they will get you out there. So check them out. They're on Instagram also. And this is VegasOnAir.com. Shouts out to VegasOnAir.com. Today, we got a pioneer foodie. I mean, this is the foodie that everyone knows in Las Vegas. Hands down, Jeremy Johnson, owner of Bullet Head House.
Bullet Head's House.
Bullet Head. Hey, man, Jeremy, how you doing
today? What's happening? Sound just like
that. That's right.
Just like it, huh?
Hey, it's funny. When I was doing my whole script for you, I kept having that in my head. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I literally look at your videos just waiting for that. It's very catchy. Hey. Bullethead House. Bullethead, man, a pleasure. I'm glad for you to have you with me. Bullethead is known through Las Vegas, well respected. He's been to almost every mom's and pop shop, food trucks. He's been on the radios. He's been on the hot seat with Icy Jones. Respect to him. Shout out to roomserviceradio.com. This man has podcasts. He's a social media guru.
Bullethead House. I'm Bullethead's House, man. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate that, man. Thank you for having me on the show, Coil. So Bullethead's House, man, is a family vlog. We started vlogging, family vlogging January 1st of 2020. About 5 months in, we went on to a food review. It was tacky. It was at Farm Basket. It was kind of off. I barely showed the food. But we still said, what's up to Farm Basket? a couple weeks later, we vlogged, Mo and I vlogged, Mo is my lady. Mo and I vlogged sushi or a burger on one of my YouTube blogs. And then, you know, I showed the food, but I fast forwarded it when I recorded it. So my brother's, my niece's mom, you know, she loves sushi. She's Japanese. And she's like, show the food more. What'd you fast forward for? She was on my comment section on YouTube, killing me. She's killing me. But, man, I got it together, man. Like a week later, I met up with one of my best friends, man, JJ from, Fast Envy, FASTTNV.org. James, we sat down at Smoke and Fire for the first time. And they let me do a vlog there. And he was like, hey, let's do this every week. And I was like, for sure, man. He's like, just, I don't really want to be on camera that much, but you do your thing. And we started meeting up every Monday. So that was May of 2020. About the end of May of 2020, when JJ and I started meeting up, man, and going to different restaurants.
Okay. Okay. I can respect that because I noticed you're very known. And like with every foodie, you can see the beginning of their footage and then the evolution of where it comes to. And doing my homework with you, I can see how you evolve. I mean, you evolved within a short span of like 1 to 2 months. Because what you're saying in 2020, you got stuff that dates way back before it is. I mean, you've been in the podcast game also. You had a good podcast going, which was the App Trapping.
Yeah, we started App Trapping.
You thinking about coming
after
back
Bullethead's House. After Bullethead's House podcast and after Bullethead's House.
Okay.
App Trapping. App Trapping came afterwards with my boy Alan Gray. Shout out to my boy Alan.
Okay.
That's my dog, man. he started doing real estate and had some other stuff going on. And then me, myself, I have some stuff going on, and Bullethead's house is full throttle, man, trying to work on sponsors and do bigger things. But we're like, yo, I miss you. He's like, yo, I miss you too, bro. Like, yo, what are we going to do? You know, and app trapping is about,
that's right.
It's for the DoorDashers, you know, the DoorDashers, the Uber drivers, the Postmates, the Grubhubbers. It's just stories about what you can do to get more money, get more tips.
Right.
I like to tell a bunch of stories about my Lyft rides. You know, app trapping it's interesting, man. We gained some good momentum, and then just personal things got involved. Mm-hmm.
Nothing. That's business, though. And then what caught my interest of it and what made me bring it up is I relate to that because I actually did Lyft here myself. So I did Lyft out here for 3 years. Not only did I do Lyft, I chose to go with Postmates. So I understand that game out here. And it's good money in that field out here because this is a service city. So we make a little different money than other cities and states experienced. I want to focus more on that Bullethead house, though. I see you, man, everywhere. Now, with Bullethead House, you have a good relationship with these owners. It's almost like the same thing we're on, and I can respect that because at the end of the day, your service is to the public and these small business owners where there's a minute profit in that because if they're not in business, we're not in business. Let us know your process on that, on how you get rapport with these business owners and promoting them.
I'm sorry if I left that out, but Bullethead's House is a blended family, man. Of almost 10 people. It's me, my two kids, and my girl and her three kids. And we also have Loki, my co-host, and her brother, K Aloha. You know what I mean? And Ian is the boyfriend, but he's family too. So I'm sorry I didn't bring that. Okay. Yeah, Loki's my co-host. Yeah.
What's up, Loki? Yeah, I see Loki Loki's all the time. And Loki's known.
So,
Loki.
She's like, ever since I've been really doing the show, I got all these people following me, and I'm like, that's going to happen. So to answer your question, though, man, and bring it back, I just wanted to shout out the family, man. Abby, Angel, Sophia, Susan, Young Pop, you know, and Mo. But to answer your question, man, in the beginning process, before I had a big audience, to me, we just hit 560 YouTube subscribers, right? That's a big audience to me. That's a big audience to me.
I'm almost at 1,000.
So that's pretty big to me. And then in April, I was only at 550 Instagram followers, which now I'm at like 1,700, right? And it's just going up, 1,780. So it's just going up every day. I believe 200 followers in the past 28 days for Instagram. For the last month, 200 followers just got a hold of my page.
See, I like that. So if you listening right now, hold on, not to cut you off, but I want the audience to understand that what this man is explaining is his hard work of these followers now. Now, don't get it twisted. You will see other foodies on there. I don't want you to get other foodies twisted than what we do here in Vegas. There are foodies out there that you might see with 12,000 followers, but almost 8,000 of those are bought. They're bought, though.
Organic.
So that's not an authentic crowd. Organic. Your crowd is authentic. You saw that crowd build. So there's a difference from buying fans. Don't get it twisted. There are people out there buying fans, buying views. This man does his footwork. These are real solid accounts, not bots that's following.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure they knew that you put in solid work
organic
to get this.
Following.
That's it. Okay, go ahead.
And so we at first we started going to these restaurants, and I'll hit them up and be like, hey, can we come in? And we still spend our money. And now it's to the point now where I have a cool audience and my time is my worth. And I'm going to be using my platform, which is Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, you name it, Likey, my YouTube. So now I ask for, you know, your main entrees you're famous for and my time in editing and production costs. And they're like, okay, cool. They're like, okay, cool. And then even after that, I still tip the staff. Right. We still tip the staff. I'm from Vegas. That's what we do. We tip. The places are reaching out to us now. So we were just going to random spots, coming out of pocket, $90 per So righteous. All those episodes that you've seen in, from last year, $90, $80, $120 episodes, and it's just all right. out of the love. And we're going to give back to these communities and these small business owners because they need it. They put more passion in the food. They put more passion in the food and their service.
Love it.
And they value their brand. They value their restaurant, barbershop, you know, Universal Fade Kings, Crowd Pleasers Barbershop, you know what I mean? The mom and pop small business owner has more heart and stuff. They got that money. You know it's going to them. You know what I mean? With McDonald's, you got somebody that does not care.
Right.
They just started. So now they know us. Now they know us. And they follow us. They see, hey, I love what you're doing. Can you come by here? It's to the point now where I am booked all the way until October 25th, right now in September. I am booked until October 25th.
That's what I'm talking about. God's good, baby. God's good. And then one thing about foodies in Vegas, one thing about Jeremy with Bullet Head House, and I'm sure you guys seen eyes, is we don't just stick with the food. We are a city that has thrived off of small business owners. Mm-hmm. Like Jeremy did mention, they put their heart into it. You have even small business owners that are working jobs. Mm-hmm. They work jobs and then run the business with the family when they get off their regular job. We support them people. We support all of them. Mm-hmm. So it's not only just food joints that you might see us do. We might step away from food. Like Jeremy mentioned, it was one thing I want to definitely bring up.
Yes.
Shout out when you was at Fat Boy Restaurant. That piece right there, it really touched me because little did you know, you knocked off three things in one video, really four. So you got the chance to promote Fat Boy Restaurant, their food. Not only that, you exposed Universal Fade Kings. Shout out to the barber salon, Universal Fade King. Not only that, Everything Arrogance Radio was also in the mix. Shout out to Everything Arrogance Radio. And then you, Bullet Head House. That's four in one.
And
you can't even see that on TV. You know?
Yeah,
so if you're not on Bullet Head, you're missing out.
Yeah.
You're missing out. This man is the roadmap. And then let the audience, you can't even, I see the guests. I see all that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to explain, there's no way that even all that you do, we cannot even cover this whole city. It's just so much. And they don't understand that people that's not from here, we're more than just casinos in the strip. You and I could not even cover all the moms and pop shops in one year. We couldn't. There's so many, though. Before we get in, though, I know you guys are interested in what we're talking about. How can they see what we're talking about,
YouTube.
Jeremy?
Go to
let
YouTube,
them know how to get in contact with you
House,
and all your platforms.
BulletHeadsHouseHouse. Bulletheads House on YouTube, Bulletheads House on Instagram, Bulletheads House on TikTok, Bulletheads House on all streaming platforms, Spotify. I got a podcast. Bulletheads House is everywhere. The dope thing about Bulletheads House is that I love all the foodies. Shout out to all the major foodies, man, on TikTok. I separate myself because I have a whole show. I don't know if I could cuss on here, so I have a whole show. Mine is like a TV show, okay? I incorporate guests. I try to give a little bit of the news and current events sometimes. It's going to be, my shows are like 10, 12, 22 minutes, some of them 18 minutes. And I wanted to, I'm lining it up. I'm lining it up to be on a major network, which if things go right, there's some major networks looking at me right now. And
there's not no if about it. It is going to go right. So we're going to put that in agreement for you and I, and it's going to happen.
Thank you, Coral.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, they're looking right now.
So that's
going to
happen.
People following me from major networks.
Yes, sir. And that's going to happen, baby.
I can't believe it. And, you know, they're excited to meet me type stuff. And when it happens, it's going to happen. And I see Bulletheads Major, man. Thank you, man.
Right. Be ready for it, man. Hey, Jeremy, man, one thing too I want to get into, man. You're so everywhere. Real quick for our listeners, I want you to discuss a little. Jeremy also for Bullet Head House. hosted our pop-up, the Taste of Summer pop-up, which is our vendor pop-up. Now, we do a lot of vendor pop-ups here in the city of Las Vegas for small businesses, and Jeremy had the opportunity to host one. Jeremy, could you please let us know how that was hosting that, and also the meaning behind pop-ups?
It was a major, major vibe. Shout out to DJ G Minor for 97.5, man. I reached out to him probably a month before that pop-up, and I'm like, yo, I'm trying to get into hosting shows. And he's like, you ever hosted a show? I'm like, I haven't since like 2004 when I was at the radio station. I hosted a show. He's like, all right, look, we'll see what's up. So then a couple weeks later, he hits me up. Hey, send me your logo. I'm like, say less, you know, send it to him. It's nothing. It's less than nothing. Then he hits me up with the flyer and my logo. He's like, yo, right now we got about 8 vendors. 2 more days later, he hits me up. Yo, we got 8 more vendors added. I'm like, what? Couple more days later, he said, we got about 4 more vendors. And then another, and then right, he added right. more. He kept, so we, that the first flyer, I shared it on my Instagram. And then he's like, yo, put this one up. Boom. And then I had to put another one up because all the vendors got added. So, and then those pop-ups were, that was such a win for me because I got to meet, do about 12 business owners in Vegas who do this, who do pop-ups to take care of their families. They do, you know what I mean? So that was really major. Take pictures with them, get a small clip of their business, put it on the Bullet Heads House Instagram. I didn't drop it as an episode because I was hosting. And but it was just, that is so major. The pop-up is like, this is something that's really, it's a lot of people are starting to do this now too. So you know, Triple T Clothing, and yeah, that's, man, right. I met some people, man. Brew and Bougie, yeah. Triple T Clothing. Yeah, man, some good yeah. people.
It's very vital.
That are doing this to survive. Yep.
That's good. All right. I like how you said you said you was hosting, so you couldn't really film it. That, you know, we can only be in one place at one time. I wish I could eat and film.
I vlogged it. I vlogged it.
Man, who are you telling?
A little bit. I vlogged a little bit. I had my son there, and I had my son vlogging, right. But it got so hot, he had to go home. But my son did a little vlogging and filming. My son, Young Pop, man, he's 8 years old, and he has my gimbal. My son has my gimbal.
That's right.
And he likes to, and he shoots. He was shooting good stuff, you know? Yeah, man.
He gets down. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Put him to work. The family. That's what I love about Jeremy. One reason why I had to get you here. You work with the family. Likewise, I do. Family man who works with the family, and the business is ran by the family, which is good. Now, Jeremy, I know you're on a lot of social media. You're on there. Like, you have a real good presence, real nice following, fan base, and audience. Just a give and take for those out here. What do you feel from your take is more interactive with you on a consistent basis?
Instagram
is moving. Give you the more like interaction.
Said, yeah, 200 followers in the past 28 days.
Instagram.
I'm checking my insights. Yes. Everything is going up. Everything is up by like 15%. Okay. I'm checking Instagram, and ever since the episode of Chicks and Butts, that's when we really got a breakthrough. Marissa at Chicks and Butts. That's on the Strip. Now they're local business owners, but they're on the Strip. You know what I mean? And she's the only female black owner on the Strip. I think she's the only female black owner that we know of right now. But she hit me up after we did her episode, and she's like, "Hey, I'm gonna pay for some adding, pay for some boost the post." So she paid for that. So at the same time that she paid for that ad, CT Fletcher, the weightlifter out of LA, out of Compton, the Compton Superman, CT Fletcher, it's still your set, CT.
Yes, sir.
CT,
you know what you're talking about? Yeah.
He had a post, and I sent him a message about what I do, and he loved what I did. And he said, "Son," the first message I sent him was me working out. And he's like, "Son, people send me videos of them working out. Tell me about what you're doing. I want to see you. I want to look at your face, and you tell me what you do." And so I went to my car, and I told him what I did in the same paragraph that I sent him. And he's like, "I'm going to repost it tomorrow." So at the same time when CT posted it, she boosted her post too. So I have all these people following me that started following me. Boom, boom. I went from 550 up to 1,000 in like a month or two. I hit that 1,000 fast. Yes.
Right. And it's so good content. It happens. When your content is solid and good and you're educating, you can't that is just
to have
trend.
Both of them supporting me at
trending.
The same time was a win, man. And I got all these muscle bodybuilder dudes following me, which is cool, man. I mean, I'm in the gym, you know what I mean? And with her, with the whoever she posted it to and the demographic and posted people from Mississippi and Cleveland and Florida, all these people were reached. Yeah, man. So that was a double whammy,
that's
man.
Right.
The Instagram, I'll answer back on my DMs faster. It's just moving, man. It's just moving. Instagram is,
that's right. And I can see it.
Thank you.
I can see it on my end, too. And thank if you guys want to know what we're talking about, tell them how can they follow you on Instagram. Let them know where they can find you on
House on Instagram.
Where can they find you, baby?
BulletHeadsHouse.
Okay, and Bullethead House. Hey, Bullethead, let us know about the logo merch you have, man, on threadless.com. Bullethead also has merch.
You like that?
Check out his logo. His logo is real cool.
My daughter did.
Man,
my daughter
man,
did
I
that.
My,
my daughter did
I like
that.
The shower curtain.
My
that's
daughter
my favorite.
Did the Power Puff. Yeah, she, my daughter did the Power Puff.
You serious?
So you go on powerpuff.com, and she made my character, and I'm like, yo, let me get that. And then my boy Art Sin, True Head Vibes, my boy
right.
Art, he hooked up the lettering. So you know what I mean? And I was like, yo, I need that. I need my daughter
right.
did the thing. The first one she did was all of us. The first one is it's an outline of all of us. It's me in the middle, and she has all of us, like a little Brady Bunch Powerpuff theme.
Okay.
So she has her, Susan, Sophia, Abby, Pop,
right,
Susan and Mo. So we're all characters. I think it's still my YouTube logo. The one that's like the Brady Bunch.
All right. Let them know about the Threadless and how can we get that merch. So let them know a little about the Threadless and what's available from
hoodies,
your merch.
Sweatshirts, cups, stickers, posters, shower curtains. You like the shower curtains? I need a super fan to get that, man. I need that super fan to get that shower curtain, man. The shower curtain's hidden. But you can practically order anything on Threadless, man. And then it's Threadless/Bullethead's House. That's pretty awesome, man. Thank you. Yep.
That's right. Man, no problem, man. So that's again,
yes,
that's Jeremy Johnson, owner of Bullethead House. If you haven't known, now you do know on Instagram, all platforms of social media, YouTube. Definitely check him out. He's bringing in noise. He's definitely someone you want to check in if you don't know the grounds of Las Vegas, either if you're a tourist or a traveler, or even if you're a local who likes to, you know, to know what's going on or where to eat at. Bullethead House is definitely your reference, and he would get you there. These are spots that you won't see on TV. That's quality and home ran moms and pop shops. So if you want to get in on that, definitely check out Bullethead. Jeremy Johnson, Bullethead, man, go ahead and let them know all your platforms and where to find you before we get into the next stage.
Bullethead's
so we
house.
Can know for sure that
YouTube,
they can get in link with you.
Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, bulletheadshouse@gmail.com. I'm responsive with Instagram. Very responsive with Instagram. You can hit me up on there, man. Bulletheadshouse.com is under construction right now. I'm working on that. Just got to handle some family business, but Bulletheads House is the domain name is mine. You know what I mean? That brand is mine. You know what I mean? It is copyrighted and ready to go, man. You can find me on there, man. Bulletheads House. Everywhere, Bullethead's House Instagram. Come on,
Bullethead House, baby.
And he's
well worth it. Believe me, he's on here with Visit Vegas Places. This man is definitely a cornerstone of Vegas. And this is Visit Vegas Places with Coyle, where we definitely talk about the here and now of our listeners. Bullethead, man, you know, I want to have some fun before we get out. This is Vegas, so on the game I have, we go this or that. So we'll play this or that,
okay.
And then I give you a choice of this or that.
Okay.
and you just give me your preference. Now, the questions of this and that, it's all, I do my homework, so it's with everything I assume that was in your area to where you're like, okay, I can answer this one. So all you give me the which of your preference of this or that, okay? All right, so our first one on this or that, and this one I want you in the mind state of a foodie, and this is for pizza. Mainstream pizza in Las Vegas or Moms and Pops?
Moms and Pops. Mama Sonido's.
Okay, I knew you was gonna go with that. Now I wanna run by this. If you was to eat mainstream pizza out here, what would be your choice as far as you know with the family or the kids? I mean, what would be your choice of the mainstream out here?
Yikes. It depends on right. the location.
It is hard.
It depends on the location. It depends on the location. So there's a new Woo, franchise, Domino's on Saharan, Maryland. They've been there for a couple of years now, but they kinda Yeah, right by the Smiths. That one's a good
one.
That's a good Domino. That's a good Domino's. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's a good Domino's, man. But
okay, you know, okay,
it depends.
Okay, you're a true Vegas because you know, because you know what you're talking about. Because my Whopper might be fresh on Sahara and a Rainbow, but if I go to Sahara and Eastern, my Whopper might not be fresh.
It's like that. Yeah,
it's sad.
Yo, my lady had come home with Wendy's, right? And I'm like, which location did you go to? I don't want that. Yeah, man.
Real talk.
Yes, sir.
you know what you're talking about. Hey, but you know what pizza place? I don't know if you tried yet. It's like the Subway of pizza. I did a review on them, and that's Papa Murphy's.
Ain't that the one that Papa you? It's like a frozen pizza. You take it home.
The Subway. Subway. Yeah, you make it there with the fresh ingredients.
You take it home
and bake it, though. It's like a Subway, man. And that, hands down, man. Papa Murphy's one of the best, freshest places you ever go. So if we go mainstream now, we go to Papa Murphy's.
I didn't like the whole me taking it home. Yeah, because
it's like
myself.
A Subway.
Yeah. But you know, much love, Papa Murphy, man.
Nah, you got to map that out. You definitely plan that out. So we plan that whole night out here. If we having a movie night, we're going to plan that out. That's not just something we pop up and say, Murphy's.
Because right,
I don't want to come home and bake nothing either. I want to eat it on my way home, you know? So, yeah. All right. So our next one, man, appreciate that. Our next one now, this or that, the second one, Summer Vegas.
Ah, man, I like Winter Vegas, man. I like Winter Vegas because it's still going to be about 80 degrees, man. It's on a good day. Yes. Sometimes it gets cold, but not really, really cold, man. I like a sweatshirt. I like to wear my sweatshirts, my hoodies, man, flannels. You know what I mean? But it doesn't get Chicago cold out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Illinois. I moved to Vegas in 87, but I spent time flying back home in the winter. I spent time going back home. So I know cold. And Vegas is just perfect. You can wear a sweatshirt and shorts. I think I wore shorts last year, man. I think I wore jeans a couple of times. But last winter, I wore shorts and a sweatshirt, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny you say that. Because I'm originally from Los Angeles, and it's funny we were just talking about that with my wife.
Nice.
We've been out here 17 years. So it's funny, like, when we go back to L.A., even in the 60s or even when the 70s, that's, like, cold to us. We're like, damn, it's cold out here. And they're looking at us like it's crazy. So it's like you get a little alligator skin, I think, after 5 years of being here to where, like, that this heat out here. Once you survive two
as
or three
a kid,
years
we
out
was
here,
playing.
You're good. You're good out here. All right.
So as a kid, we were playing in this heat, 120 degrees, dog, in 88. Yeah. And it still kicks my butt.
A lot of kids won't survive that. They won't survive that. All right. So our last one I want to get into, you old school, and you should know your preference. And I take this spinoff off your show when I saw you with the downtown Las Vegas bike ride. Shouts out to them. Crank and Ride, what you do on the last Sunday of the month. I want to join that with you, man. So you got my number. My word is my bond. You and I, we need to collab.
Come out.
And we need to do something for them together. You get what I mean? I saw when you was out there, I was like, oh, he needs somebody else to get that full experience. Because I got the experience what you got, but I can imagine someone was else there.
It's a vibe.
That full experience is a whole
it's a vibe.
Man, because I wanted to get out there just seeing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that. And I saw that. Yeah. So with that being said, ooh, what would you prefer, a GT Dino or a Mongoose?
I want that Dino GT, man. Yeah. Yeah. The Dino GT, man.
I knew you would do.
Most stolen bike ever in the 90s. Yeah.
Who are you kidding? Yeah. You remember? Yeah. Who are you kidding? Hey, you remember the minis though? You remember the minis? What were they called?
No, I had a VFR.
They had the little dino minis too.
My VFR got stolen. My brother's GT got stolen. Yeah, man. Yeah. My mom was like, I ain't never buying you no expensive bike.
See? Yeah, it was the highest stolen, but that was like a car.
$300-$400.
Nah, that was a car. Yeah. Give and take, brand new is $1,000 easily.
They're going to run you
$1,000 now. Nowadays, yeah.
Correct.
But back in that day, you know, that $400 was $1,000. My mom was like, I'm
not buying an expensive bike no more. She bought me this Kmart mountain bike. It said, here. Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
That's what's up, man. Hey, shout out to the Cannon Cruisers. Ride on LD, man. About. Shout out to them, man. You know, they're crank and grind. They're pretty dope. You got to come out, bro.
That's right. All right. I'm coming out there, man. Don't even worry. So I'm going to come out there with you. That's my word. So our last one I do is how very, very Vegas you are. And
yes,
I know you, I can already tell you, you're very, very Vegas. So it's just a question to see how very, very Vegas you are. If you don't know, just give us an educated guess. And at the end of the day, it's all fun and games here to educate the city of Las Vegas. All right. So this question, very, very Vegas. What happened to the Monte Carlo Casino in 2017? Was it demolished? So what happened to the Monte Carlo Casino in 2017?
No. Didn't it
was
catch
it
on
demolished?
Fire? Or was that the or did the Monte Carlo is the Park MGM now? But did it catch on fire? It wasn't demolished. Did it catch on fire? It caught on fire, right?
You got it, baby.
They
you got it.
The name.
That's it. Now they just
when
converted
was the fire
it over.
Back in the
yeah,
day?
And they
the
just
fire
converted
was
it
early
over.
2000s,
you got
right?
it. There you go. Yep.
Mm. Yeah,
it was before that. Yes, the early 2000s. That's right. And then Monte Carlo, it was converted into Park MGM in 2017. With upper floors converted to boutique hotels, which is the Nomad LV. Nomad is a different vibe. I don't know if you've been in there yet or not, but it is on a different vibe. You got to go. I can't even tell you about this over this. You got to go in there and see what I'm talking about. It's super
it's a vibe,
dark
huh?
in there.
Okay.
But you got to really check it out. It's a different vibe. Yeah. And it's funny. It's a real vibe, man. It's funny you brought that up because I was doing history on that in that early 2000s. You know, because that's when they was doing a demolition. I remember in, the Stardust was in March of 07. And then they tore down the front New Frontier in 2007. Yeah. And you remember we used to look at it on the news. Yeah. It was a big thing out here. You know, it would be the news and all that.
Yeah, the Riviera.
So, it's good you know about that history.
Stardust,
man. Real
Riviera.
Good, man.
Yeah, the Dunes. I remember the Dunes.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Right. Yes, man.
Right on.
Man, it's been a pleasure, Bullethead. Jeremy, man, it's been a pleasure. Let them know again, where can we reach you and where can we view everything with Bullethead
quick,
House?
Man, I don't want to take nothing away from no other foodie out here in Vegas. They're all doing their things. People are on other levels, on TikTok levels. They're on Instagram levels, Facebook levels. These dudes are doing their things, and they're magnificent. I am just an individual, and the spotlight is on me. I don't take nothing away from them. I'm just doing me. I just wanted to say that real quick. Shout out to all the foodies. They are dope, man. But Bullethead's House is on Instagram. Bullethead's House is YouTube. Go to YouTube and subscribe. Bullethead's House, please. Please subscribe, man. We almost had 1,000. Facebook, Bullethead's House. Bulletheadshouse.com. Bulletheadshouse@gmail.com. Bullethead's House on every platform. Spotify, you name it. Likey. Tweeting. I'm tweeting. Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I got to get
Twitter,
active
baby.
On that Twitter.
You're on that
you know,
Twitter.
I tell my
yes,
kids
sir.
Twitter. They don't like when I call it that. They don't like when I say I'm a tweeter.
Right, yeah. Nah, they don't. Yeah, my kids, yeah. Don't say
them.
That. Man. My kids,
do it to mess
yeah,
with
they keep
do
us updated. That Twitter,
them.
No, that's going to hurt their ears.
I'm on all platforms.
I know. I noticed you did that when I was on the film.
Thank you, Corey.
Hey. Man, God bless you. Hey, I'm going to tell you one thing, man. I'm a foodie just like you. And I can respect you, Jeremy. That's one thing we got to do is we got to up each other.
Not at all.
There's no sense of being in competition with each other. Believe it or not, if you guys don't know, there's so much. It's enough for all of us. It is. You see what we're doing right here. And by the grace of God, this man is going to get his TV show. And if I can help him that and be any part of that, then I'm going to do that. And if you need me, my door is open. And my door is not only open to you. My door is open to anybody in Las Vegas or in the United States.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to learn to be a foodie and learn what we do.
Yep.
Our doors is open.
And so when you follow, when you started following me,
right?
When you started following me, that's when I was like, yo, I checked you out too, man. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to get up with this dude because that's what it's enough for all of us. You know what I mean? So shout out to Visit Vegas Places, man. I love what you're doing, man. I like it the rental car thing that you got branded in. And you got me too, bro. Come on the show.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
Come
it, man.
The show.
Yeah, we
Come
on
the
we
show,
just sit
dog.
Down. Man, we sit.
All right.
I got you. I got you, man. I got you. I got you. Hey, we're going to collab, though, man, because I got some ideas with you. So we'll get together and we'll get some things, though. But at the end of this show, though, I want to thank you for taking the time out to be here. I want to definitely thank the audience and the listeners, the city of Las Vegas. You guys definitely could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with us. Again, Bullet Head House. Y'all check them out, man. Jeremy Johnson, owner of Bullet Head House. Much love, Jeremy, man. I appreciate you coming here on the show. So, man, thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Visit Vegas Places. See you guys on the next round. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and download. Also, you can email us. Email the show. Any questions, you can email us at visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And that's visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And you can also support the show. Support is always welcome. Make sure you can follow the link inside the show notes, and that is on Cash App, $VisitVegas, $VisitVegas. Follow us on all social media platforms, you guys, and that's at Visit Vegas Places. And that's whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the good stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time Standard.